prayer request.
Let's pray.
Dear God in heaven, ask, Lord, that you would just give us your wisdom and understanding, your spirit. Teach us, Lord, what you'd have us to learn through all these things. And thank you, Lord, for the Psalms here this morning. I ask that you would be with us and help us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, let's turn to Psalm 34, I think it is.
Psalm
35. Okay, Psalm 34 in the Septuagint, 35 in the Masoret. Right, Mark? 34 in the Septuagint. Didn't you read about David changing the new year before? Then what? 33. Okay, Psalm 34 here in the Septuagint, 35 if you've got the Masoret. O Lord, judge those who injure me, make war on those who make war on me. Maybe before I go further, it does say here in my Bible, this is like a prophetic poem, you know, about like how Jesus suffered on the cross, okay? And if you think about it, a lot of the Psalms are prophetic of things that people face in life, you know. Those who follow Jesus are going to often face the same things that Jesus faced, right? Okay, so let's read. Verse 2. Take hold of weapon and shield and rise up to my help. Bring forth the sword and confine those in opposition who pursue me. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. Let those who seek my soul be dishonored and shamed. Let those who plot evils against me be turned backward and disappointed. Let them be like dust in the wind's face, and let the angel of the Lord afflict them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord pursue them, for without cause they hid the destruction of their trap for me. In vain they reproached my soul. Let a trap they do not know catch them, and they themselves shall fall into the same trap. But my soul shall greatly rejoice in the Lord, and my soul shall delight in his salvation. All my bones shall say, O Lord, who is like you? You who deliver a poor man from hands stronger than he, and a poor and needy man from those who plunder him. Unjust witnesses rose up against me, asking me things I knew nothing about. They repaid me evil for good and bereavement for my soul. But I put on sackcloth when they troubled me, and I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer shall return into my bosom. Like a neighbor, like our brother, so they were well pleasing. Like one who laments and is of a sad countenance, so I humbled myself. But they were delighted and were gathered together against me. Whips were gathered together against me, but I did not know it. They were torn asunder, and yet they were not pierced to the heart. They tempted me. They mocked and sneered at me. They gnashed their teeth at me. O Lord, when will you look on this? Restore my soul from their malice, my only begotten from the lions. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, in the great church. I will praise you among a mighty people. Let them not rejoice over me, those who are unjustly my enemies, those who hate me without a cause, and wink with their eyes, for they spoke peace to me, but in their wrath they schemed deceit, and opened wide their mouth at me, saying, well done, well done, our eyes saw it. You saw this, O Lord, do not keep silence. O Lord, do not be far from me. Arise, O Lord, attend to my judgment, my God and my Lord, to my cause. Judge me according to your righteousness, O Lord, my God, and let them not rejoice against me. Let them not say in their hearts, well done, our soul. Let them not say, we swallowed him up. May those who rejoice at my trouble be altogether dishonored and shamed. Let those who boast against me be clothed with shame and humiliation. Let those who desire my righteousness greatly rejoice and be glad. And let them say continually, the Lord be magnified. Those who desire his service, peace. And my tongue shall meditate on your righteousness and on your praise all the day long.
Well, who is it most important what they think about us? God, yeah, right. Is it more important what people think about us or what God thinks about us? God, right. And who do we worry about pleasing? God, right. Yes, uh-huh. Now, how do little children please God?
Obeying their parents.
Obeying their parents, right. Right. Your daddy pleased God by doing what God said, right? Yes, right.
Okay, well, that's who we're concerned about. Pleasing is the Lord. So let's be faithful, doing what's right. Just think about God instead of comparing ourselves among ourselves. He that does that is not very wise, the Bible says. So don't compare yourself with somebody else to think that you're doing okay, but compare yourself with what God says, what your parents want you to do, right? That's right. Okay. Well, your memory work. Can you stand? You had a song, right? Were you supposed to memorize Soldiers of Christ Arrived? Okay. Sing it. Go ahead.
Soldiers of Christ Arrived.
Okay.
I saw about Joseph, or great when he was just out in the field taking care of the sheep wherever he walked, his brothers went to that feast for the sacrifice there with the family. And he was just, I guess, intended to be out to the field.
Something that seemed ridiculous at that time.